In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at John 4 today. I'm looking at the verse right after the woman at the well went into the Samaritan town and said, "Come and see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Messiah?" And then they went out of the city, and they came unto Jesus. And in the meantime his disciples prayed him, saying, "Master, eat. Have something to eat. You must be hungry. Have something to eat." But Jesus said unto his disciples, "I have meat to eat that you do not know of." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has any man brought him something to eat? Has any man brought him something to eat?" And Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work." And then he tells you what his meat is. The meat is to do the Father's will. But here is the specifics. "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look to the fields, for they are white already for harvest. They are ripe already. My meat is to do the will of the Father. And I am looking out, and their people are ripe for the picking. And my meat is to proclaim the gospel, that they would come into the kingdom of God. My meat is to do the will of the Father. My food is the will of the Father. And my food happens to be people. My food happens to be souls. My food happens to be the lost, the broken, the needy, even the Samaritans. Oh, my food is to reach out and to proclaim the gospel. That is my food, that everyone would hear and believe." Oh, because you see, beloved, if you do not pick the ripe fruit, it rots on the vine. That's why today there are people that are listening to me. They don't know what the answer is to life, and they tuned me in, and I'm telling you, his name is Jesus, and you're ripe for Jesus. And if you stay on the vine a lot longer, you're going to rot. You're going to rot. It's Jesus. Jesus wants to give you meaning in your life. Jesus is the meaning in your life. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the King. Jesus wants to put things right in your heart. Even though everything is all mixed up, you don't know which way to go. You can't pay your bills. You lost your job. Jesus is saying, "I've got something. I've got my life to give you. I'm looking to the harvest field, and you're ready to pick. You're ready to pick. Don't snap the radio off now. You're ready to pick because I love you. I love you. I love you, and my meat still, through the kingdom of God and through the people of God, through the men and women of God, is to do the will of the Father, the will of the Father, and it's to go out and to bring into the kingdom the lost, the broken, the needy, the poor, the reprobate, the businessman, the businesswoman, the highfalutin, the broken. Everybody, everybody, it is my meat to bring them to myself. Oh, you see, I would say today, if people stop building their own kingdoms and really allowed the kingdom of God to take root in them, the church would be in a much better place. I'm talking about ministry. I'm talking about people who do the will of the Father, mostly their own will, to build their own kingdom. It's not about my kingdom. You know, I complain to the Lord. Oh, Lord, people are coming and we don't have much parking space. We don't have a parking lot. This is what I've given you, he says. Be grateful. Oh, Lord, we don't have a place to meet. We have to meet in the house or in the church. This is what I've given you. Be grateful. You see, I don't have a big kingdom at Holy Rosary. I've got this little church where the presence of God is. Hallelujah. That's where the presence of God. People come into our little church. Someone left me all this money yesterday. And he says, I come to your church and I experience the presence of God. The presence of God. All this money. I couldn't tell you how much it is. You know, and it's already started to go out. It's already started to go out. It's already started to go out, you see, because the presence of God is in our little church. And I complain. I say, Lord, we have no parking space. We had a revival here. We had over 200 people. And guess what? They had to park on the streets. Imagine that. Imagine that. They had to park on the streets. No parking lot. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's, you know, no big place to have a big dinner, just in the dining room. But I'm going to tell you, I've fed more people in my dining room than most people have fed in halls. Most parishes have fed in halls because we keep on doing it. We keep on doing it. We keep on doing it with the little that we have. It's the little that we have that keeps on getting used. I'm telling you, we have the stove, you know, because we cook for the poor. And there they are on Saturday mornings making all these hot dogs, and chicken is made on Friday or Thursday, and 120 pounds of chicken. We go through stoves, let me tell you, like people go through paper towels. Go through stoves because we use our stoves. We don't have a commercial stove because we couldn't. I have a man that wants to give me a commercial stove. It won't fit in the kitchen. So guess what? With what we have, we use. You see, I don't have to have a kingdom. It's God's house. It's God's place. It's God's residence. I do the best I can. That's all I can do. But sometimes I do start complaining, Lord. You look, all these places, they're empty. Nobody comes to this place. It's like they've got parking lots. They've got halls. He says, you be grateful for what you have. I always get a little rebuke when I say it. And I don't know why I keep on thinking it and saying it, because I keep on getting rebuked because he keeps on telling me, be grateful. So we keep on using the little we have. And you know what? You can do a lot with the little. You can do a lot with the little if you really want to do the will of God. You can do a lot with the little. That's reality. You can do a lot. I'm telling you, you can do a lot with the little. If you want to do it, if you want to do the will of the Father, and if you know the harvest is great, and if you know that if they stay on the vines, they're going to rot, you can do a lot with a little. That's I know that, because that's my life. That's my life. You just keep on giving the little that you have out, and you watch it multiply, because God multiplies, He never divides. God multiplies, He never divides. What is your will? What is your will today? Jesus said, my will is to do the will, my meat is to do the will of the Father. My food is to do the will of the Father. And then He looks out and He sees the people, and the harvest is ready. What have you done to reap in the harvest of souls? Like, what have you done to share your witness? Like, what have you done to bring people to the Holy Rosary or to some other place where they proclaim the gospel or to the Blessed Sacrament to pray in front of the Eucharist? Like, what have you done? Like, what have you done? You know, you're all stuck in yourselves. You're all stuck in yourself. I'm going to tell you, I've had the flu or something, you know, and I just couldn't even pray. I just like a vegetable. The only thing I just want to do is just lie around and just even radio I couldn't do. You know, I've never not done radio. I couldn't do radio. I just feel so exhausted and. That's unlike me. Last night I didn't go to the espousal. It's unlike me. But I just had to just give into it because you know what? It can't last longer. I've got to let it go through my system. I've got to let it go through my system. I just have to just be and realize that this is what I'm going through right now and it's going to pass and it's going to be fine. But it's got to go through my system and I just have to just lie down and do nothing. Then sleep. I'll do whatever I need to do, you know? Now, that's very difficult for me. That's very difficult for me. Not because I'm guilty, but, like, here I am in bed saying, today, should I do radio? It was never a question. But that's the way I feel. Because I'm so, it's like exhaustion. But you know what? It's passing. It's passing. It's passing. See, what a gift I've had to keep on doing this. Even when I'm the lowest of the low, I've been able to do this and preach as if I was on a high mountain. But I guess when you get kicked in the stomach with a flu, that something else happens. And so you have to listen to your body and be grateful for what God has given you in the past. My will is to still reach out to people so that I do the will of the Father, that people would come to know Jesus. Because you know what? What good am I if people don't come to know Jesus? Like, what good am I if people don't come into a relationship with Jesus and grow in the Spirit of God? Like, what good am I? I have nothing to offer if people don't come to the give their life to the King. What good am I? What is your meat? What is your food? My food is to do the will of the Father, and this is the will of the Father, that no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's God's will. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I will never reject anyone who comes to me. It's the will of the Father. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me. That's my will. And then He looks out and sees all the people, and that the harvest is great. The harvest is already here. The harvest is already here for the Jew and for the Gentile. The harvest is here, the harvest. And what are we going to do with the harvest? These are most difficult times economically. The church should be shining like the brightest light because people are in great difficulty. They need to hear that Jesus Christ wants to bring them through. They need to hear that He's closer than a brother. They need to hear that He will help them and He will carry them through. They need to hear that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We need to hear this in the midst of all this darkness. This is the church should be crying out with the sound of a trumpet that Jesus Christ says, come to me, all of you who find life weary and burdensome, and I will refresh you. We need to be crying out. He will not reject you. He wants to change your life. He wants to give it meaning. You don't have to commit suicide. You don't have to commit suicide. I have plans for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. No matter how low you are. No matter how low you are. No matter how low you are. No matter how your finances have reached the bottom of the bottom. I have a plan for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. hope. Look to me, Jesus says. I've got plans. You see, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. And the will of him who sent me has to do with people, that they not be lost, that they not go to hell, that they be saved by the grace of the living God, that they give their life to Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh yes, that's the will of God. The meat of God, the meat of Jesus is still to do the will of God in me. The meat of Jesus is still to do the will of God in you. The meat of Jesus is to do the will of God, and the will of God is look out, the harvest is plentiful. Oh, the harvest, reach out, reach out, reach out. People are perishing. People are perishing. People are perishing. Oh, Jesus, send me people. Send me people. People are perishing, Lord, that they would come to know you, that they would come to love you, that they would come to serve you, that they would come to give their life to you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You see, I'm telling you, my friends, things haven't changed. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is God Almighty. He knew what his meat was. He knew what his food was. It was to do the will of the Father who sent him. I'm telling you, I've been sent. I've been sent. I've been sent. I've been sent. I just didn't went. I've been sent by the Heavenly Father. I've been sent by Jesus. I was called before I was conceived in my mother's womb. I've been sent to preach a message to you that you don't have to, you don't have to, you don't have to do yourself in. You don't have to quit, because there's no quitting, because God has a plan for you in Christ. Get on your knees. Tell him I need you. Tell him I'm desperate, Jesus. Tell him, Jesus, I need you. So I surrender to you. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. He'll hear you. He'll hear you. He'll lift you up. He'll lift you up. It says in Psalm 40, I waited and waited for the Lord. I waited and waited for the Lord. And he stooped down. He stooped down. He's stooping down now. And he took me out of the miry clay. He took me out of the mud. He took me out of the financial problems, even though they didn't leave all of a sudden. He said, there's hope. 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 And he put my feet upon a rock, and he washed me clean in the blood. Hallelujah. This is what the scripture says. Psalm 40. I waited and waited for the Lord. Well, today's your day. Today's your day. I waited and waited for the Lord. And he stooped down. He stooped down. And he's stooping down now. And he took you out of the miry clay, out of the mud hole, out of your predicament. And he washing you clean in his blood, because he loves you. And he's putting your feet upon a rock. He's the rock of all ages. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And he's taken you. And he's taken you. And he's taken you. And he says, I've got a plan for you. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future. Plans to give you a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I've got plans for you. And my plan is that your food would do the will of the Father. That your food would do the will of the Father. That your food would do the will of the Father, and that you too would be a soul winner. You too would be a soul winner. That you too would go after my people, after the lost, after the broken, because I got you in your brokenness. I got you when you were lost. I got you when you couldn't go any further. Hallelujah. I've got plans for you. Oh, look up, because no one who comes to me will I ever reject. I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me. Hallelujah. You were given to Jesus by the Father. You are a gift to Jesus. That's what he says in John 17, that you are the gift that God the Father gave Jesus, and Jesus has a plan for you. He's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for us. And the church should be making this so clear. Oh, it's a clarion clarity. It's a clarion call that no one will be rejected. That no one, that nothing is impossible with God. Oh, God can do anything. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He can take nothing and make something out of it. Hallelujah. We all started from the dust of the earth. You understand what I'm saying? He breathed into the dust. dust of the earth, and we became living beings, a living being after his likeness. We have been created in his likeness. Hallelujah. And more than that, through the cross and through faith, through grace and baptism, we have been received the divine life, that the divine life of God dwells within me. Isn't that wonderful? Even when I have the flu, the divine life dwells in me. The divine life dwells in me. The life of grace dwells in me. Hallelujah. This is reality. This is reality. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Oh, yes, we've got to finish it. We've got to finish it. Can't die till we finish the work. Can't die until we finish the work. Until we finish the work, there's a long way to go to glory. A long way to go to glory. Got to finish the work that the Lord has given us. There are new fields to harvest. Oh, yes, never, never stop. Never, never quit. Oh, yes, how many times have I wanted to quit? How many times have I wanted to quit? Oh, one day I got on the radio saying, you know, I just came near quitting. And I remember Christopher Prowl, a young boy at the time, now he's in high school. He bought me a little cup of coffee, you know, one of those coffee cups. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. That's what it said. Don't quit. You know, he heard me. Heard that I was discouraged. So he's going through, I don't know where he was, Christmas tree shop or some other place. I have no idea. But the point is, he sees the cup. He says, we got to get this with Father Tom. Don't quit. Don't quit. Oh, yes, I know. I know the temptation. I know the temptation to just quit and say, no, let someone else do it. I've been doing it too long. I'm exhausted. No, you can't quit. My meat is to do the will of the Father, and I have to finish it. 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 And say not, there are yet 4 months, and then the harvest comes. Behold, lift up your eyes and look, the fields, they are already ripe for harvest. They are ripe for harvest. They are white for harvest. And he that reaps receives wages, and he has gathers fruit unto eternal life. They both, he the sower and the reaper, may rejoice together. That's right, because we are gathering people for eternal life. Eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. To know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. It doesn't say to know about. It says to know. To know thee, Father, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Know means that Adam knew Eve. In a 9 months, they gave it a name. Know means experiential knowledge. This is eternal life. To know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. To know God, to experience God, to allow him to forgive your sins through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, your sins, though they be red as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Hallelujah. Isaiah, your sins, though they be red as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. My will is to do the meat. My meat is to do the will of the Father. Oh, yes. And it's the will of the Father that we go and gather up the souls during this difficult time. Gather up the souls during this difficult time. Gather up the people. Tell them there's hope in Jesus. Hope, hope, hope in Jesus Christ. Father, 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 pray with me now. I surrender to you, Jesus. I surrender. I don't want to quit. I surrender to you, Jesus. I give you my life. I give you my life. Come into my heart. Dwell in my heart by faith. Wash me clean with your blood. Oh, I surrender to you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Give me a new life. Love me. Love me. Love me with more love than I've ever had. Love me. Love me. Love me with more love than I've ever had. I believe you died for me, Lord. I believe you rose from the dead. Love me with more love than I've ever had. Put me on the road. 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 Put me on the road of life. Amen. Dear Jesus, I love you. Dear Jesus, I love you. God bless you all today. That's all I can say. Can I just finish now by saying this? Today at 4 o'clock we'll be worshiping God in the Holy Rosary. 4 o'clock we'll be praising his holy name. You're welcome to come if you'd like to come. Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts. Tonight at 7:30 there will be Holy Mass followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You're welcome to come. 7:30 tonight, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You're welcome to come. If people need to go to confession, we'll have confession. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our summer bills. We still have not received all the money that we needed during the summer. Please be generous. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Let me tell you about WOW, Warriors of Worship. I will be in Arizona next week. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Warriors of Worship. And it will start on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the number for people in Arizona and anybody else who wants to come to WOW, Warriors of Worship, four days and nights of glory, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.